South by Southwest has gone from being one of the most well-known music festivals in the country to being recognized as one of the country's top technology and innovation summits. And believe it or not, the Tech Festival is in its 23rd year. Kansas City was there in many forms, one in the form of Bobby Birch, editor of Startland News, which covers all things startup in Kansas City. Bobby is actually getting ready to return to Kansas City this morning, and we're glad he's here with us. Bobby, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Steve. How's it going?
Well, and this festival is known for identifying some of the latest trends in technology. What did you notice this year? What's the next big thing?
Well, without a doubt, virtual reality was the big trend here this year for sure. It was at every single activation that we saw. I flew on a helicopter through Las Vegas. I raced a car, a few other shooting events. It was really fun. I also saw, man,
this is virtual reality where you're simulating these different events you're talking about here by sitting in front of a computer.
Actually, they're all mostly done on smartphones now. So you just slap a smartphone into a pair of goggles, and then you put that on your face, and then you wander around and look kind of foolish when doing so. But it's quite entertaining.
How was Kansas City represented during this last weekend?
Kansas City more than held its own, for sure. Two of the coolest things that I did in Kansas City were done by Kansas City firms, Barclay and VML. Barclay put on a activation with Take Five, where at South by Southwest, you get tons and tons of swag, and it's really more than you could ever imagine to do with. But you go in, you give your swag to them, and they upgrade it to a number of different things. I actually won a Bose sound system, so that was pretty
sweet.
Wow. VML did. Yeah, it was really great.
Not bad.
VML put on a Gatorade Fuel Lab where you learn a lot about their technology and research for athletes. It was fantastic.
There was a pretty big announcement involving us on Saturday. Tell us about the Beyond Traffic Challenge, Bobby.
Yeah, so the Beyond Traffic Challenge, that's a $50 million award, and $10 million from the Vulcan Philanthropy and $40 million from the U.S. Department of Transportation. But basically, that is a program to get mid-sized cities to think about new technology with their transportation systems. And Kansas City was fortunate enough to be named as a finalist in that, along with six other cities. So now we get $100,000 to refine our pitch, and we'll see. I believe in June is when we'll find out if we nab the $50 million. So
yeah.
And Mayor James is on hand. Talked with the mayor of San Francisco, mayor of Portland. It was quite the event. A lot of great energy.
I was going to say, Bob Bennett, Kansas City's chief innovation officer, will head to D.C. this weekend to talk with the Department of Transportation about this grant. He'll join us next Friday here on Up to Date to talk about the proposal in even more detail. Did you observe anything about Austin's entrepreneurial community that we could learn from here in Kansas City, Bobby?
Well, I feel that diversity is much more of a common topic and conversation, really. They're just very conscious about it. You know, the diversity is extremely important to innovation and technology and developing good ideas. And I felt that they're very conscious effort to be inclusive of many groups. Not that Kansas City doesn't talk about that, but it was a part of every single conversation that I had, for sure. Diversity just builds better companies, better ideas. And I think that's something we could certainly learn from as well, as well as authenticity. I think that the saying here is keep Austin weird, and they certainly have achieved that. Kansas City, I think Kansas City has its own reputations, and I think we can embrace those, and people can respect that and learn from it and tell our stories as a result of it.
I'm visiting with Bobby Birch from Startland News. What did you come across that was surprising to you, Bobby, down there?
Oh, there was a lot of things that were surprising to me. Apparently, you can barter social media and tweets for access to events, food, swag, etc. That was pretty entertaining.
Meaning, if I tweet about the event and promote it, I'll get something in return.
Exactly. Yeah. So I was waiting in line for something, and a man came up behind me. He did an RSVP for it, and he's like, "What if I tweeted at you guys? Can I get in then?" And they're like, "One second, we'll see." So that was pretty entertaining to see. Went to a hot pepper pitch where startup founders had to eat a habanero before they pitched their startup. I made for quite an entertaining event.
What was that like?
Yeah. That was really, I mean, some people just weren't fazed at all by eating a habanero. I would be sweating and just incoherent afterward, but some people weren't fazed. Another guy threw up on stage. So that was
so much for that proposal.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, that was one of the more memorable ones. Partner Up was that was the name of that company. So yeah. I don't know what they do, but I certainly remember it. A lot of holograms as well. That was pretty cool. I've never seen a hologram in person, but that was pretty neat.
What is a hologram and describe it to us, Bobby?
That's a good question. How do you describe a hologram? Basically, a three-dimensional projection. And what I saw was people that were basically transposed and while controlling a drone. So the sensors were identifying and watching your hand movements and your arm gestures, and as a result of that, you're flying a physical drone around, which was really cool.
Yeah. Lots of wearables, too, and touchscreen projections, I've read.
Yeah, touchscreen projections was very cool. I feel like once they get that figured out, there's a lot of really neat applications. I watched a man read a book and really it turns it into this very cool interactive experience. You tap on a word and a little animation pops up. Well, I think it was Alice in Wonderland. So, you know, a lot of creative imagery with that, but very cool to see that for sure. And wearables for sure. Those were all over the place. I wore a belt that notified me when my posture was off.
Wow. So what does all this say about where we're going, Bobby, just to wrap this up? What's the overall theme that emerges here in terms of what the future is going to look like?
Well, I think they want technology to improve people's lives ultimately. Mm-hmm. I think there's a lot of frivolous things for sure, but I think ultimately the overarching idea was about how do we improve people's lives and how do we empower people through information and through data. I think that was probably the most consistent thing I saw.
Well, Bobby Birch is editor-in-chief of Startland News. He was at the South by Southwest, the Technology and Innovative Summit that is held in recent days. Bobby, thanks for the good report. I sure appreciate it.